Before getting up close and super personal with a giant bolt of electricity, I'm like every other person inside the Spark Museum who's ooing and aahing at all the machines. There's a Blickensturfer manual typewriter from the 1930s, a telephone switchboard from that same era, a musical instrument you play just by waving your hands over it. And then museum director John Jenkins shows me what a Van de Graaff generator can do.
We're going to have to stand back a little bit so you don't get shocked, because this will produce a spark about 6 inches long.
Oh, I will believe you. Okay.
Jenkins grabs a pom-pom and holds it up close to the device.
Look at that. It looks like hair standing on edge. Do you feel a little bit like a mad scientist in here?
Oh, yeah. I love being in here.
He's 60, a retired Microsoft guy and a former Hewlett-Packard engineer who absolutely cannot stop raving about the wonder of electricity.
If science were a family, then electricity is the crazy uncle. You know, it's the one that sneaks up behind you and pokes you in the ribs and makes you jump.
How he helped found this museum goes back to when he was a kid, growing up in nearby Lake Sammamish.
Bellingham, to me, was always the cool place to go, you know, when we went to back to school shopping or for Christmas or things like that.
His dad was an electrician at the local pulp mill. He was the kind of man who could fix anything. So Jenkins grew up tinkering, too.
I took everything apart. My parents' phonographs, my parents' cuckoo clock.
And you took it apart, but you put it back together?
I generally didn't get it back together.
We're sitting in the part of the museum known as the listening room, which is full of couches and books and a radio that plays old-timey music. Jenkins talks about the time he was playing in his grandparents' basement, all dusty, when he finds something.
It was a 1926 RCA radio, and I'd never seen anything like that. I can still remember the first time I turned that radio on, and sound came out of the speaker and music came out of that. It was like magic.
That started his collection. Soon he began driving up and down I-5 with his grandma and going into antique stores. Decades passed and he never stopped. He hunted down all kinds of technological marvels, like the telephone that Alexander Graham Bell used to make for the very first long-distance call. Eventually, Jenkins combined his own collection with that of another local man's and they opened the museum.
We have in the museum, we have the largest display of early electrical apparatus in the world.
But they really wanted to draw in a lot of people.
We already have one of the first light bulbs made by Thomas Edison, and that wasn't a big enough attraction. But if you tell somebody, wow, they've got a machine there that makes 12-foot bolts of lightning right in your face, and, you know, it sounds like a 747 taking off, that might be intriguing.
And does it hurt?
I end up answering the question myself. It's called the Mega Zapper, and I'm inside a huge metal cage.
Okay, it's like you're sitting in the dentist chair in a bird cage. Really gonna be really loud. Okay, I think I'm leaning backwards.
Luckily, I'm wearing headphones. It's so loud and freaky. A huge purple-colored bolt of lightning is shooting at me from across the room.
I think the scariest part, actually, is the sound.
Yeah.
It's totally the sound.
For insurance purposes, Jenkins had to get a professor from Western to testify that it was safe. The museum also has a whole host of safety measures during the Mega Zapper show, which happens only on the weekends. But for a donation of $20, you can get Mega Zapped yourself, and trust me, it's an experience, just like the museum. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.